From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Joint Monitoring Commission on Iran's nuclear program meets for the first time. The commission is tasked with monitoring how both sides of the recent nuclear accord with Iran implement their parts of the agreement. Monday's session brought high-ranking officials from Iran and the group that includes the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, Germany, and the European Union to Vienna for discussions. An Eritrean migrant has died after being shot by Israeli police who mistook him for a suspect in a deadly bus station attack. Amateur video from the scene shows a mob beating the wounded man as he lay on the floor of the Beersheba bus terminal in southern Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned against vigilantism on Monday, saying no one must take the law into their own hands. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will meet later this week with leaders from Russia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan to discuss options for restarting the process of bringing a political resolution to the situation in Syria. Kerry said during a visit to Spain that the United States wants to avoid the total destruction of Syria. He said he is going into the talks only with the expectation of all parties trying to better understand the options, what they are, and how to proceed. Officials say at least 14 people were killed, 20 wounded Monday in central Somalia, when rival clan militias battled in the streets of Beledweyne. Witnesses said the violence followed a dispute over tax collection. Most of the wounded are said to be civilians who were caught in the crossfire. Efforts are underway to mediate the dispute. This is VOA News. The Philippine Army, police, and volunteers are rushing to assist hundreds of villagers trapped by floodwaters caused by Typhoon Kopu. The storm is blamed for at least 11 deaths. Simone Orendine has more.
Nearly 2 days after Typhoon Kopu arrived with 150-kilometer winds and heavy rain, Civil Defense Chief Alexander Pama continues to push residents to take shelter on safe ground. Kopu's storm cloud is 600 kilometers wide. It has left roof-high flooding in some towns along the overflowing Pampanga River in Nueva Ecija province in central Luzon. In other areas, rice fields have been completely submerged. Residents of mountain towns clung to rescue workers' lifelines to navigate the fast-flowing brown, chest-deep waters. Simone Orendine, Manila.
NATO has launched its largest military exercise in more than a decade. The Western Military Alliance says 36,000 troops from more than 30 NATO member nations and partners will undergo intensive training in Italy, Spain, and Portugal. The three-week exercise will be called Trident Juncture. The exercises come amid growing concern about Russian military moves and growing instability in the Middle East. Croatia opened its border with Serbia late Monday afternoon, allowing about 3,000 migrants to enter. A spokeswoman with the UN Refugee Agency said that the doors suddenly opened and people rushed in.
When the border opened, everybody rushed, and there was one young man left who had one leg. So we got a wheelchair and helped him across. That was a very moving scene.
It was not immediately clear why Croatia suddenly permitted the mass entry. Canadians went to the polls Monday to vote for members of parliament. Observers say there is a strong desire for political change as polls show Prime Minister Stephen Harper's Conservative Party government could be ousted or forced into minority rule. Egyptian Prime Minister Sharif Ismail says turnout in Sunday's first day of voting was between 15% and 16%. Monday saw a second day of first-round voting in 14 provinces, but turnout was again said to be light, even though government officials predict that it will be higher than Sunday. Government workers were given the time off to allow them to go to the polls. Voting in Egypt's other 13 provinces, including Cairo, will take place next month in a second round. Final results are not expected until December. China's economy slowed in the third quarter of 2015, growing by 6.9%. It is the weakest period for the world's second-largest economy since the global economic slowdown. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.